What's going on? It's your co-host, Mason Green, with my boy,
Lucas Wilson.
And today, we're going to talk about the state of the rap game. You know, just like where it's headed. Is it good for the rap game? And just you know, anything about that. You know what I'm saying? So, to start off, I kind of want to give a little background, just kind of how we thought, or how I thought we should, you know, start it.
Mm-hmm.
New rapper, Blueface, heard of him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming out of the West Coast, L.A. He's 22 years old, born Jonathan Porter, and the creator of the song Respect My Crippin', Next Big Thing, and his Billboard hit, Tatiana, which currently sits at number 4 on the Billboards, ahead of bigger rappers like Travis Scott, Cardi B, Bruno Mars,
yeah.
Drake, 21 Savage. How do you feel about Blueface?
I feel like he all right, you know what I'm saying?
He's all right?
Yeah, he all right.
All right.
Yeah. I don't really know why. I fully feel about him. You feel
right?
Yeah.
You know? So his music, what do you think about it?
It's more of on the hype side.
On the hype
things.
Yeah. I feel that.
More before pre-game music. You feel me?
Yeah. It's funny because I was talking to my dad about what he thought about Blueface. You know, I'm playing it at the house or whatever, and he's like, "Man, this is hyphy music from like old West Coast." And I'm just like, "Nah, this is Blueface. You don't understand, you know?" And I kind of like his whole thing is that, you know, hip hop is supposed to be one way, one type of style. And personally, I don't think Blueface, or matter of fact, any of these new rappers are kind of fitting that. And how do you feel about that? Do you think that we should, you know, that this change is okay, or that we should, you know, head on back to old rap?
I feel like it's new times. We need to move on. You feel
me? All right. I feel you.
Yeah.
I do.
We leave the old music. You can still listen to the old music, but we got to kind of leave it in the past at the same time.
Yeah. And, you know, I really do get that. I think, especially like songs like Tatiana, maybe back in the old days, they would have got laughed at, like, what the hell is this? But, like, personally, I think it's fine. Like, the song is hype, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that, like, it needs to fit a mold. I don't really think there's a mold when it comes to music. I don't think there's a mold to, like, how things should be done. And I think that Blueface and other rappers like 21 Savage and J. Cole are all just kind of, like, breaking that mold that we thought rap would be set in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Rap. We kind of talked about where it is right now. Do you think that we're going to keep going off this path of what original rap was, or do you think that we'll head some other direction? Like, where do you think we're going?
I think as we go up, we'll hit a plateau of what we're at now, okay. And then in the future, we'll go up again. But I don't see it going down anytime soon.
So what you're saying is you think this rap that we have right now is good for a change?
Yes.
It's better than what we had before?
Yeah.
And I agree with you on that one. I think when we hit like a lot of West Coast rappers or even East Coast rappers, but like, you know, Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Dr. Dre, and then, you know, on the West side we had like Biggie and I don't know who else is over there, right? I think they kind of all sounded the same, and like I enjoy their music. I enjoy listening to it. But I feel like you were saying, they all hit that plateau where it was mm-hmm. all kind of sounding the same. It's so like when we see rappers like that are kind of like in the middle, like J. Cole, he's like a little middle child or whatever, and Kendrick Lamar, where they kind of balance that act between like older rap and newer rap. I think it shows like that we're changing and that like it's just something that's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And then I think when we look at new rappers now, especially like how we were talking about earlier, Blueface and just like, you know, who else we got? Even Lil Pump, when he first came out, I don't really like him right now, but like when he first came out, it was kind of just like, this is nice, you know,
yeah.
it's new for a change,
yep.
it's nice to hear new things often, and I think
mm-hmm.
while we're scared of change, we also like change, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the people that are scared of change mostly are like the people that grew up with this music.
Yeah, it's like learning to swim. You jump in, you get scared for the first time,
right.
Then you get comfortable with it
exactly.
after a while.
I feel that, yeah. And, you know, one thing I would say about it is that I feel like a lot of the old people, because they grew up knowing, like, this is what rap is, they're scared that they're going to lose that as we continue to, like, keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, forget. I mean, it's not that the songs are gone forever. Like, the songs are still going to be there. But just, like, don't hate on this one, on, like, these newer songs, just because it doesn't sound like what you used to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that you had your childhood. Now it's time for ours. And soon it'll be our own kids.
Yeah. I feel like, I hope we aren't like that in our future with our
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, definitely. You know, me personally, my view on music is that it's always been like, it's not just the lyrics or the beat that makes the song, I feel like it's all of it combined that kind of creates that vibe, that emotion that we all like go back to the song for. You know, we continue to listen to it because it takes us to like a memory, or it gives us this feeling that we want, you know?
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that new music can do that, even if the lyrics aren't anything.
Mm-hmm, understood.
So when I think about where we're going with music, I think we're going in a good direction, like you said. I think it's just only up from here, and I'm really liking it.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, guys. Well,
that's going to conclude our podcast here for the day.
Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you listening. And maybe not, we'll have some more.
Maybe.
All right. See you later, guys. Goats out.